For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Holm.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We have some closings, some openings, and some shows you still have a little time to catch. Closing this weekend, Keeley and Dew through Saturday night at 8. And Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike again through Saturday at 7:30. And I'm going to just get in under the wire to go see All My Sons at Irish Classical Theater. That's through Sunday, by the way. Opening at Jewish Repertory Theater.
Bad Jews by Joshua Harmon, which has been popular around the country. It's the death of a grandfather, three cousins getting together to argue over an heirloom and various views of being a Jew. So that opens tonight. To catch everything, one must go to the theater every night.
Well, apparently you have, because we're going to talk about four that you've seen. In no particular order, let's just jump in with Freud's Last Session. Now, this is being billed as a debate between C.S. Lewis. We know him as the author of The Chronicles of Narnia, but he's also a longtime apologist, explainer, if you will, of Christianity, and he's pitted against Sigmund Freud, and they go at it?
Really not what it is at all.
And, oh.
The program, they even give us a little debating scorecard, but if you know anything about real debate, you'll realize that C.S. Lewis scores not one point, that all of the points are on Freud's side, such as the nature of faith. And that isn't even what Freud is trying to do by having invited C.S. Lewis. He thinks he's being invited to be put on the carpet for having made fun of Freud in a book. It turns out Freud has not even read the book, and that's not what this is about at all. Freud is bemused and curious about C.S. Lewis's abrupt conversion from atheism to Christianity while in a sidecar of a motorbike. And it's simply the contrast of the personalities in these days before Freud's death. And so that's what it is. It's a contrast of personalities. In no way is this a debate over the existence of God, which from the faith side is undebatable, that it's simply a question of faith, that there is no proof required. And so and Freud is aware of this, and C.S. Lewis seems unaware of this. The fun of the production is the performances by David Oliver as Sigmund Freud. I'd seen it done before by Judd Hirsch. It's the great part as C.S. Lewis, patient Matt Whitten, simply basically feeding him lines.
Every theater seems to have its niche, and Road Less Traveled is sort of a thinking person's theater. Food for the Mind, Freud's Last Session. That's through February 14th. When we head out to the Park School at Harlem Road for an O'Connell and Company, Romping Good Time.
And that's what we get here. It's ordinary days for young people. You're at that moment in your life where you're afraid you're about to be a loser. And the delight of the production is the young talent, that really very impressive. Reed Bentley, Edith Grossman, Adam Hayes, and the particular delight for me was Janelle Pruneta, who fabulous song interpretation as she does these song stories. It's young people working out that moment where, you know, what is my future going to be?
The other great Amherst venue for song and dance is Musical Fair Theater. You say this Ring of Fire is more intimate.
Yeah, I loved it. It's the music of Johnny Cash, one song after another, musicians interacting directly with the audience, much more intimate. If you recall, several years ago, Studio Arena Theater doing a Broadway-bound production. It's the same Ring of Fire, but Richard Maltby took it in 2013 out in Milwaukee, reworked it for a smaller, more intimate theatrical event, and it's very pleasing. I had a great time. Audiences love it.
Through the end of the month, February 28th, out at Musical Fair. That's kind of tucked behind Damon College. Kind of in the spirit of what Road Less Traveled is doing, Brazen-Faced Violets and Rust Belt Books also present current topics that get you thinking and talking. And I guess that's true of Why We Have a Body.
Why We Have a Body. And for Brazen-Faced Violets, particularly feminist topics. And Why We Have a Body by Claire Chafee. In their new venue, Rust Belt Books has moved out to Grant Street. They're trying to up their game. They had become kind of an amateur theater collective, and they're back to where they started with more professional aspirations. It's a fun play, Why We Have a Body, and they're doing a good job.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.